Well, it is that time of the week that we take a look at the stories that maybe shouldn't have been making news, but have. And it is over to Jeff Field again from the 2SER newsroom. Jeff, what are we looking at today?
Victor, it's lovely to have you in here this morning. We wish Tess all the best. But
of course,
this is our train wreck segment.
Oh, yeah.
It could go anywhere.
That's a great way to start
it off. What a way to sell a segment to our listeners.
Get ready now, for a train wreck.
Usually when I'm in here, I'm talking about shootings or political dramas or whatever. But
Friend Donald Trump.
Oh, hang on, he's in here. So if you're a new listener to 2SER, let me try and explain this segment. So what I'm doing here is I'm running stories that actually appeared on reputable or not so reputable news sites through the week and got a run. And then I will finish the segment off with a story that didn't get a run that should have got a run. Does that make sense?
It sounds great, Jeff.
All right.
It sounds like a great service that we're offering here.
Look, maybe you should all go and get a cup of tea while this segment's on.
Keep listening.
All right. Well, here's one that appeared in at least three websites. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
An elderly couple who were excited for the cruise of their lifetime had their dream holiday end in disaster when the ship left without them, leaving them stranded in Dubai. Arthur and Pamela Wynn from Bow Desert in Queensland boarded the Sea Princess luxurious ship on May 16th. In Brisbane for their 106-day cruise. The couple were on board for a total of 19 days, stopping in Indonesia, Singapore, Sri Lanka, and Oman before Mrs. Wynn needed antibiotics from the hospital for a urinary tract infection. Now, the Wynns claim they were followed out by staff carrying their bags before the ship just sailed off without them. Left them in Dubai. And look, can I just say that this seems to be a growing trend, Victor, at horror travel stories.
Do you think maybe everyone on the cruise was sick of them and they just wanted to leave them in the port?
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
She had a urinary tract infection, for God's sake. But you do bring up a point. But I think the major point is that this was actually considered to be news by several websites.
Exactly.
And you will find that if you dig down into certain websites, you'll find there is always a story about, an obese person on a plane or someone drunk throwing up in the toilets or drunks going berserk on a Bali Island. So it's something to watch out for. I think it's clickbait.
And there's plenty of people who are in a certain demographic who might love a cruise who might be interested in that story.
Absolutely. which you've just ruined my segment, but that's okay.
No, news values may not apply.
All right. Can we have a language warning here?
Get ready.
It's breakfast.
There's bad language coming up.
All right, there's bad language. It's not too bad. It's not the F word or the C word. All right. A Queensland mum has been branded an asshole by a cafe after she posted an unfavourable review. Kylie Lindsay left a one-star Google review about Windsor's Low Road Cafe 2 days after she went for breakfast with her partner Luke and a 15-month-old son, but was told the business didn't offer high chairs. That's okay, we left and went elsewhere, and that's their business prerogative, Ms. Lindsay wrote in the review. However, when I politely commented on their business page that I was disappointed we weren't able to dine there and support a local business, I was subjected to name-calling and told it was my loss.
Did someone actually write that up as a news story?
That was a news story.
I can tell you that anyone who's worked in hospitality has about 15 news stories bumping around in the back of their head then.
And by the way, I don't think that is the first negative review to go up online. But that was run by, you can probably guess which newspaper. Two of them. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say Daily Mail? News.com. And finally, before we get to the serious one, here's one that got a lot of coverage yesterday. A video of US President Donald Trump and his wife in Normandy has reignited a popular conspiracy theory about the First Lady. For more than a year now, many theorists have been convinced Melania Trump employs a body double
to stand in at public events. The White House has shot down the rumours, and in March this year, Mr. Trump himself hit back, claiming the photographic evidence of his third wife's body double had been photoshopped. Well, the rumours began swirling yet again when the Trumps visited France for the D-Day commemorations in France. That was a week ago. A short clip of the visit was posted to Twitter by the US political website The Hill, and it immediately sparked claims the woman accompanying Mr. Trump was actually a body double standing in the real Mrs. Trump.
I have two things to add here.
Yep.
Number one, if you're Melania, why not get a body double? You know, you might need one. Like, who wants to do all that stuff with him?
True.
Secondly,
I ticked that one.
Secondly, he's accusing people of using doctored images. And do you remember when the press gallery journalist Jim Acosta was kicked out of the White House
for allegedly
physically assaulting an aide?
An intern.
Trump shared a doctored video of that interaction, and now he's trying to criticize other people
exactly.
for using doctored
images.
Exactly.
The irony is not lost on me. Look, did you see Jim Acosta last night on 7:30?
Yeah,
Lee Sales interview. Yeah. But yeah, I know. The whole story is crazy, which is why it is in Not the News.
I know he doesn't mind being a hypocrite, but you know.
There we go. All right. Look, we regain our credibility. So here's the story, which I think probably needed more publicity, but was kind of swamped.
Mm-hmm.
Greenhouse gas emissions in the UK will be cut to almost zero by 2050, under the terms of a new government plan to tackle climate change. Prime Minister Theresa May, not that she's got long there, says reducing pollution would also benefit public health and cut NHS costs. It's supported by both parties, including Jeremy Corbyn. Lawrence Tubania, an architect of the crucial Paris Climate Agreement, has told the BBC this is historic and will reverberate right around the world. Are you listening, Australia?
I'm sorry, I don't have a crickets theme to play.
I think that's... Look, I know there's been a lot of... Every time we talk about the UK, it's about Brexit. Or Boris. Or...
Our friend Boris.
Whatever. But so, look, I'm going to give them a yay of the day.
Wow.
Well done to the UK.
A yay of the day.
So that's how I'm going to finish my Not News, giving you a story that I think is news and deserves a round of applause.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Did you enjoy the segment?
I loved it. And also, you've given me a great segue into our next story, which is about how we, Australia, might tackle greenhouse gas emissions.
I had no idea.
Jeff, you've done very well, and you are welcome back anytime into my studio.
Thanks, Victor. That is an honour.
Jeff Field, 2SER News Director, taking us through some of the stories that probably shouldn't have been in the news, and one that probably should have.